Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And I'm going to give you a classic example and a Wisconsin example of what I mean when I say that the even mainstream of the Republican Party is part of the problem, sowing or instilling the cancer in our society that somehow our elections are not trustworthy. It's not just the nuts. It's not just Trump. It's not just Tucker Carlson. It's not just crooked Mike Pompeo and the rest of them. It's most of the Republican leadership by wincing and sighing and saying, well, you know, maybe there's something wrong. Let me give you a Wisconsin example. There are three principal Republican candidates left in the race running for governor to take on Tony Evers in November. And by the way, the election, the primary election is August 9. It's 4 weeks from yesterday. It's 3 weeks from next Tuesday. So start paying attention to this thing. When the Wisconsin Supreme Court, the Republican Supreme Court, on a partisan basis, 4-3, ruled that drop boxes could not be used in Wisconsin unless they were inside the clerk's office. The Republicans jumped on that to question whether or not we should decertify the last election. Now, first of all, the decision itself was absurd. Drop boxes were used in 2016. When Trump won, nobody said anything. Drop boxes were used in all the elections in this state in 2020, and no Republican is urging that any Republican winner get overturned. Nobody's suggesting that Voss's election be overturned. Nobody is suggesting that any of the Republican congressmen be overturned, only that Biden should be overturned. It's not a good faith opinion in the first place, because it had been used before. There's no allegation, no credible allegation at all of any impropriety, none whatsoever. They're under 24/7 surveillance, they're tamper proof, and there has been no impropriety, and they're used around the country. That decision was done to benefit the Republican Party. Our Supreme Court is a Republican court. It's not an independent, nonpartisan court. Same with the U.S. Supreme Court. But here's how the Republican candidates for governor reacted. Now, one of them is not only not mainstream, this guy Ramthan, Tim Ramthan from Campbellsport, but he's kind of a loose cannon, and he's at, you know, I don't know, 5% in the poll. He's not going anywhere. And gets up and gives a press conference. And first of all, he announces dramatically, quote, "I am not a conspiracy theorist." Reminds me of Nixon saying, "I am not a crook." You may not have been born at the time, but when he was on his way out, when he resigned, he said, "I am not a crook." Well, you know, who says I am not a crook? Only a crook says I am not a crook. The average person who is not a crook doesn't have to say it. It looks weird. So Ramthan glowers, "I am not a conspiracy theorist." Okay, "I am not Quasimodo swinging out of the bell tower with one hand." I mean, this guy, it gives you the shivers, quite frankly, listen to him talk. He is a QAnon, he makes QAnon references. It's very sad that he gets elected in Campbellsport, frankly. I know the area, friends in Campbellsport. And I'll tell you what, this guy's going nowhere. So you can discount him. He said, of course, we have to undo the 2020 election. And so I'd ask him, okay, Ramphin, should we undo the 2016 election where they were used for Trump? Well, no. Okay, Ramphin, in 2020, you were reelected in Campbellsport. Should there be, should your election be decertified? No way. No way. Yeah, how about Tiffany up in Hazelhurst? Should his election, no way, he's a Republican. Okay, yeah. So Voss, no, his shouldn't be, you know. Oh, I get it, only Biden. Right, only Biden. This guy's Looney Tunes. You don't have to worry about him, except that he's running for governor and gets publicity. But then there's Clayfish. Now, Clayfish, the Duchess of Foxconn, is not going to go anywhere. She's not competent to be governor. But the Duchess tried to thread the needle here, and she goes, well, I think we should look forward. You know, there's not much we can do about the past, but let's make sure it doesn't happen again. You know, wishy-washy and weird. But Michaels is a guy that is beginning to concern me only in this respect. He says, I saw the interview, he said, I'm not going to say if I'd uncertify the election. I'm a businessman. I don't say things in advance. Well, yes, you do. If you're a public company, you file things with the SEC, and they better be accurate. And you quote things, and you quote bids, and you quote prices. So you do say plenty in advance. In any event, this is a guy who is trying to play fast and loose. He's endorsed by Trump and Tommy Thompson. Now, Tommy Thompson's a moderate. Trump is Trump. And so he's trying to have the best of both worlds. On this, he's not saying whether he'd do it, but he didn't come right out and say that's ridiculous. We have honest elections in this state. He wouldn't do that. And right to work, the construction industry and his company lobbied Walker to keep unions, to not do right to work, not apply them to construction workers, because construction, the trades, train their people at their expense, out of union dues. I've been to some of their training sites. I've been to them for the machinists. I've been to them for the laborers, and they put a lot of effort into it. And they teach safety, and they put up mock construction sites, which are very expensive. And he even gave leave, Michaels did, to an employee to go and lobby and protest for right to work. Now what he says is no, he's against right to work. Now what he goes, no, I was for it all the time for Walker. I don't know what you're talking about. That's not true. On immigration, he lobbied against Walker's proposal to crack down on immigrants in this state who are working hard, who are not here legally. Why? Because a lot of them work in the construction trades, and they're very good workers. There wouldn't be, most of the cows in the state wouldn't be milked if it weren't for the people who are here who are undocumented. You'd shut down our dairy farms. Now he claims, I didn't do that. So I don't know about this guy. You know, there's people on the moderate side who think he is just BSing the base, the Trump base, get himself in, and then he'll go the other way like Thompson. Others, and I'm in this other camp, think he's being so extreme in what he's saying, it's going to be hard for him to go back, and he may think he has a better career in national politics sucking up. We're going to the lines. Robert of West Dallas, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Robert?
Good morning. The August 9th primary is the 26, 27 days away. I think people really need to start thinking about who they're going to back in the primary for the Senate race. I am particularly like Sarah Godlewski. You know, she's won statewide twice. I think the contrast between her and Ron Johnson, you know, when we're talking about issues like Roe and reproductive health and other issues, I think will be stark when you put those two against each other. I have a big concern, even though I like the other candidates, that Lazary will be pinned with lack of experience, and then they'll try to cast Mandela Barnes as the other, so that maybe they'll do well in Madison, Milwaukee, but when we get out to the rural areas, they'll probably underperform. That's where my head's at. I hope other people are starting to think about it, and then also, you know, make a point to make sure you get out there. That's very vital this year. To make sure that we're participating in all elections. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Robert. I'm glad you called in. Anybody who wants to tout another candidate is welcome to call in. I'm going to agree with you on one thing and disagree on another. I know Sarah Godlewski. You know, I've had lunch with her and her campaign manager, Scott Spector, and I like her very much. And I think she's a very able candidate. But where I disagree with, I don't see the others as having the vulnerabilities you say they have. Alex Lazary is supported by an awful lot of people whom I know who are very serious people in the Democratic Party. And when you say lack of experience, I mean people have different experiences. He's young, but so's Mandela Barnes, who's also a good candidate. And Alex Lazary has significant business experience. And so, and he's also able to put resources into this case to fight the black money, black ops, dark money that Johnson has. So I think Lazary, frankly, would be a terrific candidate. I also think Mandela Barnes would be a terrific candidate. Mandela Barnes, I've known him a long time. Very solid guy. He's a guy I think people like. They like him very much. He's experienced. I mean, he's been 4 years lieutenant governor. Lazary has been several years now with the Bucks as vice president. And, you know, I mean, what was Ron Johnson before he got in? He had nothing. So, and then Tom Nelson, I know Tom Nelson. I knew Tom Nelson back when he was majority leader and back when he was on the ticket with Tom Barrett running for governor as lieutenant governor. And he's doing a very fine job in Outagamie County. He really is. I don't know who's going to win, but I'm very glad you called in. And I certainly echo your sentiments that Sarah Godlewski is a very fine candidate. But I will say this, Alex Lazary is a very fine candidate. Mandela Barnes is a very fine candidate. And Tom Nelson's a very fine candidate. We're blessed with a couple of very fine candidates. So I would not write any of them off. And remember something, when you run against an incumbent, an election is a referendum on the incumbent. It's not a referendum on you. And Ron Johnson right now has something like a 15 negative favorable, unfavorable ratio. This guy has said things and done things. And the straw that broke the camel's back was when he comes in and he goes, he tries to send the fake electors from Wisconsin and Michigan to Pence to try to get him in the big steal to try to get him to not certify the election. And remember something, it's not about the insurrection so much as the people behind it. The idea was Pence would say, no, there's fraud. Justice Department would. The state legislatures would combine like they get together like they did in 1876 and just say, we are going to accept the fake electors in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Georgia, and Nevada. Trump is president, and it goes to the House of Representatives, and Nancy Pelosi doesn't run it. It's not, each state gets one vote. So just because we have a slight majority, more than half the states are dominated by Republicans, and their vote would be Republican. Wyoming, for instance, has one congressman, and they would get a vote. California has 56 congressmen, and it's Democratic. They get one vote. Trump would then be president. That's what Ron Johnson was trying to finagle. So any one of our candidates, I will proudly support in the general election. Sarah Godlewski, as Robert says, is top notch. Sarah Godlewski is, so is Alex Lazary. So is Mandela Barnes. So is Tom Nelson. So all of you advocates out there, get behind them, get behind whichever one you want. And then let's get behind whoever wins. And what's very good is there's been very little negative among them, very little negative. And that's rare. And the Republicans, they do it all the time, but it's very rare in the Democratic Party and in politics in general. And yet in this election, people have been basically putting out their own message. So that's what I would have to say to that. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're on, but we're about to go to a break. You hang on. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.